Longtime friend Seneca Nogello, who is well known on Cape Ann, and as an artist, as a videographer, a broadcaster, a director, you name it, she's done it. Seneca, welcome to MSO.
Well, thank you. It is so nice to talk to you, Rick.
Been a while. And
I'm glad we switched roles. I'd love to hear you.
Yeah. When I was talking to Jackie Gannum DeFalco, I said, you know, Seneca's interviewed so many people, it's time for me to interview her. So this is good. Very exciting stuff that we're talking about today, Seneca, and I want to first ask you a little bit about the background. As an artist, maybe some of the interest that you've had over the years, and then how you got into the subject we're going to talk about today, which is trash.
Ah, yeah, we're going to talk trash. That's really fun. So, you know, I had started out as an artist, and TV was going to be my, my part-time job, and it kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been an artist again full-time since I left the station. And always, I've just made abstract designs and things out of my head. And I noticed through the years that certain things would interfere with that kind of activity. It would be if I had something really tough going on in my life, mm-hmm. you know, or something in the environment.
Mm.
I found that once the ozone layer came out, I started to paint that. So I painted every single environmental thing that's been of concern to me, including, you know, drilling on George's Bank, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing that the whole time since I've retired. So, you know, a dozen years or so, I've been working with found materials. And I realized that my very, very first inkling that I might be interested in that was years ago. I went to MoMA in New York, and I believe it was a homeless man who had made an entire church life-size altar out of aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
crunched-up aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
It was magnificent. And then years later, when they started to package the eggs in the egg cartons, all of a sudden that art went boom into my brain, and I said, well, this is just too much. And I've been on Cape Ann listening to other people talk about the gyres in the ocean, you know, going to lectures, things like that. So I decided to make my statement about that by putting plastic in the plastic that I was considering just one step too far.
Well,
that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've made trash art, large and small, out of plastic, recyclable found objects, out of metal, out of shredded paper, all kinds of different things. And I'm really looking forward to working with other people on this workshop that we're having. That'll be exciting.
And that's what we're promoting. You have a workshop coming up at the Cape Ann Museum on this coming Saturday from 10 to 1. And people should get all, I've got all of the information up on the website. And I want to ask you about some of your sculptures and your artwork. The one that jumped out at me, and I've got several of these. I got all of them that you sent me. We're going to post. And the one it's out in a yard, and it looks like something out of War of the Worlds, like a Martian machine. And that's made out of apparently a globe and cans, trash cans. I mean, aluminum cans.
Oh yeah. That was quite a recent work. A couple of years ago, I made that for Maudsley State Park, and that was spurred by an article, I guess it was actually a documentary I had seen about the aluminum trash that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked to find out that if you took all the cans that we used on Earth, it would only take 17 hours to encircle the entire Earth at the equator.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a metal aluminum can earth, and use some nice little poles to secure it, and had all these beautiful cans just fluttering in the wind coming down from it. And around right around the equator, I have can tab tops to symbolize the cans themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But like with every other artwork that you do with trash, you learn more than you ever expected.
Well, that's amazing, and I wondered about the title, Around the World in 17 Hours, and now I know. That's pretty scary, isn't it, when you think about it?
It sure is. but historically, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, another sculpture that jumped right off the page when you sent it to me is you're out in a yard somewhere, and it looks like a great big giant dandelion full of yellow flowers at the end of it, but they're not flowers. So tell me about that one.
That was a bit of fun whimsy. I was just fooling around, and I had this pink reddish tubing, and I was thinking about hands. I always used to make hand shadows. Every little kid makes shadows in their bedroom with whatever their hands can do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing every single hand gesture I could think of out of just plain regular kitchen rubber gloves. And then when I was all done with the thing, I said, oh, my God, those are emojis.
Oh, God, yep, exactly.
And I won't tell you on air about the interesting conversations about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some philosophical discussions with my grandkids and my bridge friends and other people as to whether I should put a certain gesture
yes.
or not.
I'm not looking for it specifically, but we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. That one is really cool, and I like it. And then other fascinating ones, you have coat hanger art that we're going to post. You also have a wall poster. And what is that made of? Is that your daughter looking at it?
Yes, that's Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when it was at Rocky Neck. I actually... That's a big wall one of just egg cartons filled with trash.
Okay.
You know, so I had started out, I think I sent you a small little metallic one that
mm-hmm.
I had done.
Yep.
Specifically actually for the White Ellery House, because I was doing a morning thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had space and nothing to put in it. And I had all this metal trash I never used into my plastic trash sculptures. So I made the tiny little metal one with the plastic cartons, and that wound up going to a show in Brooklyn where they have the Brooklyn Waterfront Festival, and the DPW actually sponsors this big, big art exhibit all around recyclables.
Well, there's something similar to this. It's in a restaurant, I think, in, where is it, Rowley, and it's actually in the restrooms, there's some of this kind of art, only what it's using, farmland disposed gear, you know, machines and mm-hmm. gears and stuff like that. And I can see that you got to be pretty creative to come up with this stuff. And I guess the other one I have to ask you about is the assembly of the coat hangers into that coat hanger art that you have. Tell me about that, because that looks like it's quite a job.
I got so strong that right now I can't do it anymore. But after I made that sculpture, I could have had a handshaking contest with anyone on earth.
Yep.
I had to get so strong. And so the trick to getting a big sculpture like that, which is really heavy, I'm always trying to come up with a way to transport it myself
right.
without having it being tremendously expensive and to be able to handle it. So I made all these tight little balls out of coat hangers and then transported them there and then assembled the sculpture, which is always very exciting because when you do that, you don't really know what it will look like in the end. But that was absolutely an illustration of I must be a crazy woman because there's more than 3,000 hangers in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No, you're not a crazy woman, Seneca. You're an inspiration. Let me ask you now about the upcoming workshop. And one thing about trash, you know, one person's trash is another person's art, is that the materials don't cost a lot of money. So what's the makeup of the workshop? How, if people are going to sign up for this or want to do this, what's their preparation? What should they do or what should they bring?
Basically, they need to just call the museum or go online and tell the museum that they'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the museum needs to keep track of the numbers in advance. Otherwise, people can certainly bring items that they have,
mm-hmm.
but they're not required to. You know, we've had people from the museum help, people from KPN Artisans, whose program this is, you know, cooperating with the museum.
Mm-hmm.
All collecting art, you know, relatives, some of my grandson's sports people always help. So we have some materials there. I have in my mind a couple of things, a couple of structures, One will be a mural, much more loosey-goosey, but still, you know, kind of mostly plastic and whatever. And then I have an idea for a melting ice sculpture that would be very down and dirty, and not specifically what kind of design, obviously. I've just made kind of structures of where we start, but people just bring themselves in there. And their fun spirit and imagination, and who knows what we'll make. But everybody can see the result on May 12th at the White Ellery House. But the workshop itself is, like you said, this Saturday, April 22nd, 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at the Cape Ann Museum Green over there on Poplar Street.
Okay. That's over by the highway there, by the circle, Grant Circle.
Yeah, you just go a little bit past the White Ellery House, right. And there's
okay. Yeah,
there's two pillars. There's a sign.
Got it. Now I'm looking at Alexis looking at the wall, and it reminded me, Seneca. I don't know if there's any connection at all, but it reminded me of back in the day. There was a time when we wanted to honor at the school. My math department head was retiring, and we wanted to make a quilt for her. So everybody was given an assignment on one square. And that's sort of what that looks like. It's like you could design anything and put it into this thing, and it would look pretty cool. So people can bring their own ideas to this workshop as well.
Oh, sure. You can use your own ideas on our cooperative project,
mm-hmm.
and if you feel like it, you can make your own thing.
All right.
Fine. Whether it's a 3D that stands up on something, or whether it's a wall piece that it doesn't. Freedom, lots of fun.
Oh, this is fantastic. It really is. Seneca, do you have your own studio?
Yes, it's in East Gloucester.
Okay.
97 East Main Street at Cripple Cove.
Oh, okay, very good. 97, yeah, Cripple Cove. All right, I know. I'll put that up there as well. Okay, wow. So anything else you want to mention?
Well, this is just wonderful. I love Earth Day. So it's really great that this is happening on Earth Day. You know, I know the Cape Ann Climate Coalition is cleaning up Good Harbor Beach while we're making art.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of doing that a few times. You know, it's nice to keep that place clean. And I really do have to say I appreciate the Cape Ann Museum being so kind to the Cape Ann artisans on our 40th anniversary. I was not a member in the very beginning, obviously, but it's the oldest continuous open studio in the country, which shocks me to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always get stuff from Jackie, and she you know, makes sure she publicizes this, and I appreciate her efforts. But Seneca, you're a treasure for Cape Ann, and I'm so glad that you continue doing something positive for the community as you always have.
Well, hats off to you. I really, really think that you are one dynamo.
well, this is what we do when we get retired, right? We have to do something to keep busy.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure, Rick. Really.
Same here, Seneca. And I look forward to talking to you in the future. Good luck this weekend. I'm going to be away this weekend, so I won't be over there. But I know it's going to be a blast for you and for the attendees. So thank you and be well.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Seneca Nogello, who is a Cape Ann artist, one of the Cape Ann Artisans artists, and she has this workshop going on. It's called a Trash Art Workshop with Seneca Nogello at the Cape Ann Museum over on Poplar Street, as she said. Not at the museum itself, but on Poplar Street just off of Grant Circle in Gloucester. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.